Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. Second hour of American Journal is on. I could spend this whole show talking about the Haitian migrants. There's so much more to talk about. We've got a clip of Melania Trump talking about the assassination attempt. I want to talk about that. We're going to talk about the debate that will be airing tonight. Be airing on InfoWars as well. Myself, Chase Geiser, and others will be commentating on it before and after. Of course, there's a lot going on in Israel. There's a lot going on with Russia and Ukraine. There's a lot going on just in the censorship front. There's a lot to talk about in a variety of different issues. But this is the hot topic. And if you're a viewer of InfoWars, you know that you and we have been ahead of the curve on this for a long time. But now that it's coming to the attention of the national audience, we'll, you know, really spend some time breaking down exactly why and how this is happening. First, we'll go to clip number 25 here. Springfield, Ohio update. American veteran denied Medicaid with a line around the block of foreigners getting priority. Let's watch.
Do you think the town's taking care of their local residents that were here first and foremost?
Oh, no. Hell no. I've been trying to get a medical, just a simple Medicaid card. Since June, they took me off of, I'm a vet. They took me off of the disability and made me start paying for my own disability. They so backed up in there, they didn't ask me for the same information three times, and I didn't gave it to them three times, and they still sending me the same letters. So it's frustrating.
What's the wait time?
For back the line, probably pushing 2 hours.
Is there a separation between French speakers, English speakers?
It's all along. They just have interpreters that hop between windows as they come up.
Got it.
So,
Makes sense.
Yeah. We tried the split line for a while. It ended up being less efficient for everybody.
Got it.
Yeah.
What do you think the split is between new Haitians that have come in here and... Springfieldian OGs, if you will.
I don't know too much about all...
Observationally, what have you seen?
9-1 easy.
9-1?
Yeah, it seems like for most part. Until we get later in the afternoons, then it's sort of like... evens out. That's when most of the locals tend to come in.
Did they recently hire translators to accommodate the 9-1 ratio?
They've been here longer than I have, and I've been here 6-7 months now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
There you have it. 9-1. That's pretty crazy.
So I had to give them proof of income and disabilities and stuff. I gave them all that. They still ain't did.
So you're a veteran, and you're competing with some of the resources they're getting?
Yeah.
They just came in here?
Yeah.
Does that make you feel some type of way?
No, I feel like this here, being a vet, I say that America, we once had the slogan, the melting pot, give us your hungry, your poor, et cetera, et cetera. This is a place where everybody's supposed to be able to make it, man. It's not that I have anything against anyone. This America, you dig what I'm saying? But I'm saying that the things that, the hoops they make us jump through can have you turn on each other in a sense or say negative things. I don't have anything that's negative to say or bad to say about anybody Haitian.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Do you think the town's taking care of their local residents that were here first and foremost?
Oh, no. Hell no.
Hell no?
No. It ain't going to happen.
You think that'll change anytime soon?
Nope.
Okay. Why?
Because it's just like they say. You got to hurry up and wait. Everything is a process. The paperwork, the bureaucracy. Come on, man. It ain't going to change. Because a lot of times they'll have paperwork with them and stuff. They won't have it in order. They, you know what I mean? They got to go through their process.
Well, like, they all speak French mostly?
Yeah.
And is Francois? English? No.
It might take each one of them anywhere from 5 to 7 minutes to do a transaction. So if you standing in line 30 minutes, they might only then serve 4 or 5 people.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
Slow.
Yeah, super slow.
How many people do you think will come here this Monday?
This Monday?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, out of this Monday, I figure at least they might see 500.
500?
Yeah.
And how many of those Haitians?
Out of that, honestly?
Yeah.
I know it's more than half.
Again, we'll get into this more on the other side. This is just the tip of the iceberg, folks. It's not going to stop until somebody stops it. It's like that guy, like, you know, it's the bureaucracy, you know, goes through. Well, yeah, unless you want to bring in, you know, 500,000 migrants, then suddenly the bureaucracy is gone with the wave of a hand. They come up with some phrase and suddenly they don't have to do anything anymore. It just happens.